just happened 2.5 weeks prior to this.
Our student population is largely all students of color. In particular, we have about 70% of our students are Latina.
Allison McManus is a history teacher at San Francisco's City Arts and Technology High School. She's incorporating a unit in her class called The Big Read, which includes reading the memoir of a girl who escaped Nazi Germany, The Children of Willesden Lane, a musical performance, and storytelling, all formulated by San Francisco's Jewish Family and Children's Services Holocaust Center.
I have been working with Jewish Family and Children's Services Center for about the last year. Their sponsorship and their training and the opportunity to have 30 textbooks in my classroom and 55 tickets to go and see the live performance is incredible.
This 15-year-old 10th grader says he's getting a lot out of the class.
Does it at all strike a chord for you, like what's going on in our country, you know, when it comes to bigotry or prejudices?
I guess the whole, like, immigration problem, how, like, they want to, like, take everyone out sometimes, or how they don't like them here in the country because they're not from here originally.
Students make many connections to Trump. We studied his language around the immigration of Muslims, people from the Middle East. We've studied his language around categorizing and saying that all Mexicans are rapists or drug dealers. And so students draw a lot of parallels between the language used to describe them and their communities.
Some 7,000 kids, grades 6 through 12, are getting the opportunity to be part of this program. In San Francisco, Scott Letiri, KCBS. It's fourth period at San Francisco's City Arts and Technology High School. 10th and 12th graders studying the book The Children of Willesden Lane, a memoir of a young girl's escape from Nazi Germany. Allison McManus is their teacher.
This is a year-long elective called Holocaust and Human Behavior.
A lesson part of an educational program launched by San Francisco's Jewish Family and Children's Services Holocaust Center.
The entire first unit is all around identity, forms of discrimination, and we use that as a lens to study how it was that Jews were isolated, and essentially why it became reasonable in this context for people to think that they could discriminate and ostracize Jews as they did.
I think it's a good class, and that it should be like in every school, like a required class, because you learn a lot about stuff that you don't learn in like history.
This 10th grader says that studying the little girl's story makes it more real.
Does it make it more personal when you're actually looking at certain individuals instead of just like the whole history of it?
I think it does, because you look at like one person's story, and from there you can like see how other people related to it.
The program culminates in live musical performances at Herbst Theater, November 7th through the 10th. In San Francisco, Scott Letiri, KCBS.